Today is the 20th of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me today. So, we are on the 20th day of this journey. I cannot believe how time flies. Well, they do say that time flies when you are having fun. So, we must be having fun in God's presence. It is always a privilege to be able to lead you in worship and lead you in this capacity. I am very honored that God has chosen me to take up this mantle. But anyway, we are going to continue in the line of worship. And our verse of the day comes from Romans 8, 35 to 37. And it says this: Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Just begin to lift your voice and just declare that you are more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. There is victory in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. And as we begin to press in to His presence, and as we begin to lift up our worship and begin to press in more, we begin to understand more of Him. We begin to crave more of Him. And so that's where we are right now. Father, we are desperate for you. We are desperate for your love. We are desperate for your presence. So El Shaddai, God Almighty, we thank you for securing the ultimate victory for us by raising Jesus from the dead. Father, we know he is coming with victory on the day you have determined. But we pray that we may live victoriously for you until that day. Through Jesus, my conquering King, we pray. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Go and lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Let your worship sing as though you have received the victory that you've been looking for. Is you, Lord, glorify your name, fill my life till tell Him to fill our hearts, fill our lives, till all they see, oh God, is you. It's not about me, it's not about you. This is about God glorifying Himself. Will you lift up your voice? Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Psalm 88 verse 13 says, But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. On this day, at whatever time of day you are listening to this, begin to cry out to God. Begin to cry out to God with your worship. We worship Him, worship your Heavenly Father.
Oh.
Tell him that you want him to be glorified in your life. You want him to be glorified in your home. You want him to be glorified in your walk with him. You want him to be glorified in your finances, in your spiritual growth, in your mental stability, in your emotional state. You want him to be glorified in every aspect of your life.
It's for you, Lord, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted high. All I want, God,
go and tell him, go and tell him all you want. All you want is for him to be glorified. That's what we desire, oh God. That's what we desire, oh God, is for. It's for you to be glorified, for you to be magnified, for you to be reverenced. Father God, we welcome your presence. We acknowledge your presence in our midst right now. Yes, the Bible says in Mark 1:35, it says, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Wherever your secluded place is right now, begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him.
We worship you, we glorify your holy name, we lift you up, oh God. There is none like you, mighty in battle you are, my strength when I am weak. Oh, when I'm poor, you're rich, oh God. from my heart to the heavens. Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center.
Let's declare that today, that Jesus be the center of it all.
Jesus, oh, Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always be you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters, for nothing in this world will do. For Jesus, you're the center,
yeah,
and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, your center, and everything revolves around Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. Yes, it's all about you. All about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. All about you. It's all about you.
Hey. Tell him it's all about him. Tell him it's all about him. Psalm 59, verse 16 says, "But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress."
When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Father, we realize that sometimes, not even sometimes, Lord, but all the time, we can be selfish. We are very selfish human beings. And so we understand that there are times where we believe that things revolve around us, and that should things not happen our way, everything around us must stop. But Lord, those things have distracted us from realizing that it's only about you. It's only ever been about you. Just as the solar panel revolves around the sun, it's the same way that we, your people, your children, revolve around you. Bring you more than a song, for it's song in itself. It's not what you have required. Yeah. I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required.
Yeah.
You search much deeper within, oh, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. For you alone made my spirit healed. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Yeah.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone make my spirit healed. Oh, my heart, yeah, desire and I long to.
Begin to lift up your voice and just speak to him. Lift up your voice and tell him how beautiful he is. Tell him how lovely he is. Tell him how kind. Tell him how forgiving. And just tell him how he is everything to you.
There is no us. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you desire, and I long to worship you.
Numbers 28 verse 4 says, you shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and the other you shall offer at twilight, begin to offer up your sacrifice right now. Begin to offer it up to Him. Begin to offer it up to Him right now.
Yes, You alone. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. To
So, dear Heavenly Father, we desire to learn how to worship You as You deserve. Help us, Lord, to grow into the sort of worshiper that the Father is seeking, one that worships You in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray that our life may be one that honors You in all we say and all we do, in all of the circumstances of our lives. Throughout the day and as we drift into sleep at night, Lord, we pray that we may learn to walk in all of Your ways and to love You with all our hearts, to serve You with all our being, and to learn to love You as You have loved us. Father, teach us how to worship You in the beauty of Your holiness so that we may be one that bows our hearts before You, spirit and in truth. To Your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen. Wow. What a wonderful time it is to just spend time with God. I always say this, it is once again an honor and a privilege to be able to serve You in this capacity, to be able to lead You through worship. And so I'm grateful to God for the opportunity and for the mantle He has placed over me. And so I want to thank You for allowing me to lead you this way. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in the sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.